Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 21st, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred.
Judge, I want to step in before Commissioner Senegal starts. We have lost a long tenured educator and coach in our community, Coach James White, and I would hope that we would say a special prayer for him.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again we thank you on this Resurrection Monday for your blessings and all your grace. I ask that you bless the bereaved families, all those families, including Coach White. Bless those that oversee, fighting our democracy, protecting our democracy. Bless their families. Bless the elected officials of Jefferson County along with their families. Bless all the staff of Jefferson County. We ask these blessings in our darling son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Say a pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Go a little bit out of order today. We'll begin under County Commissioners. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I understand that we have a representative here today of some of the Motorcycle Riders Club, and that's Ms. Teresa Massey. Ms. Massey, would you like to come up to the podium? And I'll read this proclamation and let you speak. It says, whereas today's society is finding more citizens involved in motorcycling on the roads of our country, and whereas motorcyclists are roughly unprotected and much more likely to be injured or killed in a crash than other vehicle drivers, whereas campaigns have helped inform riders and motorists alike on motorcycle safety issues to reduce motorcycle-related risk, injuries, and most of all, fatalities through a comprehensive approach to motorcycle safety. Whereas it is the responsibility of all who put themselves behind the wheel to become aware of motorcyclists, regarding them with the same respect as any other vehicle traveling the highways of this country. And whereas we are urging all of our community to become aware of the inherent danger involved in operating a motorcycle and give the operator the respect on the road they deserve, now therefore the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of May 2014 as Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month in Jefferson County, Texas, and we urge all citizens to remain aware of motorcyclists and afford them the courtesies they deserve while utilizing our highways. Signed this day by the Commissioners Court. Ms. Massey.
Thank you. May is designated as Motorcycle Awareness Month. It's designed to encourage all drivers and motorcyclists to be aware of each other and share the road responsibly. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, motorcycle fatalities have increased in 2012 up to 4,957. That's 15% of the total fatalities for the year. The Confederation of Clubs and Independents and the Coalition of Independent Riders, we encourage our members to share the road responsibly, to be aware of our surroundings, to drive safely, to obey the laws. We appreciate cities and counties helping to spread the word for our safety and reminding drivers that we do have the same rights and privileges, that to always look for motorcyclists in their blind spots, to notice that we are there, that we, due to our size, a lot of times that we are not seen. They also misjudge our speed, and therefore we get turned in front of and things like that, to allow more distance between and when following a motorcycle, because sometimes we have to make sudden maneuvers to avoid things in the road. We don't stop as far as fast as they do with our brakes. In that cars and trucks have readily stopping ability and maneuverability than we do. We would, on behalf of the Region 4, COC and I, and the local core, like to thank the county for doing their part to help keep the rest of us safe. Thank you.
to Rochester Armored Car Company in the amount shown on Attachment A for a period of 5 years beginning May of 2014 and ending May of 2019. Item C is consider and possibly approve execute receive and file a professional services agreement with Surveying and Mapping LLC for a multi-beam bathymetry survey of breakwater on the western shoreline of Pleasure Island in Port Arthur, Texas for a cost of $9,346. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a statement of work with Enterprise Systems in Jefferson County for configuration and installation of one of AF4134 router in the amount of $15,434.18. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? And moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yeah, Judge, Mr. Swain, that $9,000, is that coming out of our budget for item C?
It.
No, you have a project. You had a project cost for that,
right,
out of the capital projects to do that.
We still had some remaining funding.
We're going to need to use some available capital project funds for that.
All right.
That mapping is made necessary as a result. We did that breakwater down there, and we did it under our nationwide permit, and the Corps of Engineers came back and said that we needed additional permitting, that we were too close to the channel, and we showed we were well over 100 foot away from the channel. So we're doing this bathymetry mapping to show the Corps that we're not in the travel portion of the channel. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is to receive and file an executed lease contract with Needle and Chevrolet LLP for the property located at 1451 U.S. 69, Nederland, Texas. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for overtime. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Parks for additional cost for asphalt. Okay, item C. Sir?
Yeah, that's
Item C is consider an approved budget transfer for district attorney for purchase of 24 laptops in the amount of $36,000. Item D is to receive and file the SAS 4 and 14 letter from Patella Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2013. Item E is to receive and file the passenger facility charges audit guide for public agencies for the year ended September 30th, 2013. Item F is to receive and file single audit report for the year ended September 2013. Item G is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending January 31st, 2014. Item H is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ended February 28th, 2014. And item I is regular county bills, check numbers 392671 through 392941. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is receive and file executed lease agreement between Jefferson County and the City of China for election equipment for the city's May 10th, 2014 election. Item B is consider and approve expenditures from the county clerk's records management fund in the amount of $5,661.19 to purchase two Dell computers and for a maintenance agreement for the county clerk's storage array on the server. The motion on know that.
So
moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Commissioner's Court, we already done item A. Item B is receive and file executed service agreement Jefferson County and Dwayne Gordy for professional services in preparing a search grant document. Item C is consider and approve a resolution supporting Texas Infrastructure Now, a state constitutional amendment to fully fund the state's overall transportation needs. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve the Regional Crime Labs application for the 2014 Paul Coverdale Forensic Science Improvement Grant. That's a fully funded NIG grant request in the amount of $27,000 and requires no cash match from the county. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal.
This is one question, and that question is, do we have any stipulation or criteria where we spend this money? Gotcha.
All right, did we already have a vote on that? Let's see, okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court or elected officials wishes to bring to the attention of the public? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.